Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Juneteenth observed today in the United States of America. Joe Biden signed it into law. It is a federal holiday, and non-essential offices are closed in celebration of Juneteenth. And... I was talking with Jason. I don't get it. I don't get it because it's such a silly name. You know, if it were Emancipation Day, I could understand that. But Juneteenth? Dr. Shuley, what do you think? Is it just me? Or does that sound trivial?
No, you're one of the few conscious ones.
Juneteenth, and I said this on Friday, I guess it bears repeating, President Joe Biden signed into law Juneteenth as a federal holiday, and so before he signed it into law, it was not a federal holiday, but now it is, so government employees that are in the non-essential part of government, which is probably just about everybody, is on vacation today. Hot dogs, hamburgers, parades. This is wonderful. We need more government holidays. I think we should add maybe another 360 more federal holidays, and we'll be all set.
Happy after Father's Day.
Same to you, Dr. Shuley. Same to you. And to our class. Happy Father's Day for those of you who are fathers. And so Dr. Shuley, I've really been thinking about Juneteenth. And seriously, and really seriously, there is no reason to celebrate the end of slavery because slavery has not ended. We are all slaves. Every single one of us who pays taxes is a slave to paying taxes, a slave to the government, whether it be state, county, local, federal. We're all subject to taxes. Just try buying gasoline without paying taxes. Just try to go to, your favorite fast poison restaurant and see if you can get a something, some calories without paying taxes. It's impossible, or almost impossible.
You're on a roll.
Well, I guess it's a result of watching our garden wilt. Dr. Shuley, we have never worked so hard, got so little out of our garden. The sun just beat it up, and it's not just our garden. It's our hay. I mentioned within the last couple of weeks that I think our hay crop is going to be down, probably down, you know, by a third or down by 40%. I was close. It's down by 50%. We have half the hay crop baled. We've got it baled, but it's half the yield. Half the yield of last year, the year before. And I was in the truck running an errand, a farm errand, and I was looking at these, what the other farmers have done, and we're all in the same boat. Half. So we have half the hay, which means that all of us are going to have the same problem. We're going to have to sell cows before winter because we're not going to be able to feed them, which means there's going to be a glut of cows on the market. And then next spring, there's going to be a shortage of cattle because we haven't been able to keep them. They'll go to slaughter because we won't be able to feed them. Dr. Shealy, this is for real. And I was out yesterday and the last couple of days, you know, going around in circles, baling hay and cutting and all that. And the sun was so hot, so strong, that it dried the hay in one day, which is, you know, the fastest it's ever dries is in, typically it takes a couple of days to dry the hay. One day, the hay is dried, and once I baled the hay, the grass underneath turned crispy, and it's brown. So it went from green to brown in 2 days. That's what we're seeing. Are you seeing the same thing?
Yes, and I believe it's your favorite topic, government fiddling with climate.
Yeah, yeah. So, class, I see that we've got a call on call coming in. I just want to let Jason know in case he's multitasking, but there is a call. And please stay with us, and we'll get to your call as soon as Jason answers it. So, Dr. Shealy, what is new in the world of Dr. Shealy?
Well, I'm newly detached from everything that's going on.
Are you really?
I am. You know, if I were not able to detach, I would be worried. And I choose not to worry, so I detach.
Hmm. Okay. You know, something has happened to me and my family in the past, within the past, let's say, 6 months. I can't, you know, it would... We've had some people very close to us who've done some terrible things. I mean, just terrible, terrible things. And one of them, it's hard for me to say, you know, I'm just going to forgive. I'm working on it, but it's so hard. It's so, when people betray you, it's so hard to forget. And when I'm on the tractor, you know, going round and round in circles, and I'm left to my own devices, it keeps coming back. It really does. So one of these days I'd like to swing over when it's convenient for you, and maybe we can talk about it, because I think something similar has happened to you. And maybe you have gotten past it, but I can't. I can't get past it yet. So maybe you can give me some encouragement or guidance or just... You know, knock some sense into me. we've got Argent. Argent, it's so good to hear you. Welcome.
Hello, Vincent. Hello, Dr. Shui. Yeah, it's great to talk to you after a long time. I'm sorry I was a little busy, that's why I couldn't call. It's really great to talk to you guys again. Today, I just have two questions. One is, I have not done eye examination for a very long time. You know, I did my eye examination, two, three years back, and I'm using the same glasses that I used to use, two, 3 years back. And 2-3 years back, I used to get it, every year, eye examination. But I've not done it from at least 3 or 4 years. Is it that you have to do it every year, or you are fine using your old glasses? I mean, I just feel fine, you know, it's not really a problem. So this is one question, and second question is, how many bullets do you recommend you keep for your gun? Is it that do you keep your magazines loaded? With your gun, magazines, do you want to put all the bullets in your magazines already there, or you should keep them, you should leave them, and when you have a situation, then you put the bullets and then you use the weapon, you know. So,
okay. the second question is a loaded question. And so I'll address that after Dr. Shealy addresses the case of eye examination.
It's like cop
loaded, you know. Yeah. Dr. Shealy, Arjun's question relates to eye exams. And a lot of us, including myself, are in the same boat. You know, we don't want to go out unless unnecessarily. We don't want to go to clinics, you know, unless there's a good reason, except maybe see Dr. Shealy. But for the most part, I'll bet you most of us have ignored going for a regular eye exam. Dr. Shealy, is it required? What are your thoughts about wearing the same glasses? Are there supplements that can help us?
Well, yes and no. To have a need for reading glasses occurs to a majority of people by age 50. Now, I started in 1976, so I was only 44, and he told me I would have to keep up in the vintage, so to speak, and I have. I started with one magnification, and I'm now at five magnification, and I just buy stronger reading glasses. In a few years, it's inevitable for most people to need reading glasses.
Okay, and are there supplements that can be taken to maybe ease eye strain, make it more comfortable?
Yes, actually, all the basics. Astaxanthin is the most important for the eyes, but you need vitamin E, you need B complex, you need the D3, and for a huge majority of people, you need plain old castor oil, because cataracts are extremely common. In my family, I know the cataracts go back at least to my great-grandparents. And I know that I've had to use castor oil for 5 years now because I was getting cataracts, and I have stopped them and reversed them.
Okay. So, Dr. Shealy, could you tell us, you've mentioned this in the past, cataracts, what are they, and how do you use castor oil? What is the protocol that you recommend? I do it, and it absolutely works. But what for our class, what is the protocol?
Well, I like to use United States Pharmacopeia, USP Pharmacopeia castor oil, because it doesn't have any strange things in it. And I put one drop in each eye once a day. And that seemed to reverse cataracts in a family where I've, back to my great-grandparents.
Okay. So to flesh this out, the protocol that I use of yours, I have a clean 1 ounce bottle with a glass eyedropper.
Right.
And I have the castor oil USP. The one I use is called Humco, H-U-M-C-O. And it comes in a, looks like a 6-fluid-ounce bottle. It's dark brown to prevent it from changing, oxidizing, whatever it does. It stays clear. It's USP, U.S. Pharmacopeia. It says USP right on the label. I lie down, and I look straight up at the ceiling, and I put one drop in the inside corner of each eye, and then I look left, right, up, down, make sure it gets all over my eyeball, close my eyes, and go to sleep. When we come back, Arjun, please stay with us.
In trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so Dr. Shealy recommended castor oil, which is what I do, and it works great in dissolving cataracts. Dr. Shealy, what are cataracts?
Well, cataracts are calcification of the lens in each eye. There's a little conglomeration called a lens. It helps to focus a vision, and it's prone to developing cataracts, which are deposits which can lose your vision totally.
Okay, and right now I'm in the studio, Dr. Shealy, and we've talked about this as well, and I'm looking at screens, I'm looking at a notebook, you know, spiral notebook, so I have a pen, paper, notebook, keyboard, and then a little farther away, I can't reach it, I'm thinking about 3 feet away from me as far as I can. I actually modified my desk so I could push the monitors farther away. I can't touch a single monitor screen, they're so far away. And so I keep the monitors at distance. And then out the window, you know, I can look 500 feet, you know, to trees and those kinds of things. So I keep changing the focus of my eyes, near, medium, far, near, medium, far. And I exercise my eyes. Is that something that we should all do?
Yes. I do the same thing when I'm sitting in a room. I often, you know, use it to look at a distance out the window.
Okay. And, Arjun, your questions, in addition to what we've fleshed out so far.
Should we definitely get, like, our eyes checked, like, every year? Or we can skip, like, a few years in between? You know, that's what I was watching, you know.
Okay. Eye exams every year or 2 years. What are your thoughts, Dr. Shilley?
Well, the interesting thing, I had one in 1976, and I didn't have another one until about 5 years ago when they discovered the early cataracts. So as long as your reading keeps up with the present, I don't think you have to have frequent eye exams.
Okay. Arjun, back to you.
Yes, and like just the second question, you know, like, so yeah, so this is good, and thank you very much, Dr. Shilley. The second question is about like magazines, you know, like the magazines of your gun. Do you keep them like, or like, do you put the bullets in them, or do you keep them empty? And what would you recommend? Like, what should you? What I have read, like that, like you have to keep your bullets away from the gun. You know, like just for safety, but the magazines, as far as the magazines are concerned, what would you recommend? Like, do you put the bullets in the magazines, or do you keep them empty? You know.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping we could avoid that question. I'm gonna tell you what I do, okay? But class, don't do this. Okay? This is what I do. Don't do this. Don't believe a word I say. Don't believe anything that you hear on the radio or in the media. Do your own research, okay? But here's what I do, okay? I carry an automatic pistol, which means that it has slot. Well, I'll just tell you what it is. It's a 45. It's a 45 ACP. And it has a magazine. And I'm just going to give you a number. Let's say the magazine holds 7 rounds. That would mean that, and I'm going to give you a complete answer, Arjun, so you can think about this. And we're going to apply logic here. Okay. Now, different states say have different rules. Some you have to lock your firearm away. I think that's crazy. Now, with young people, you need to make sure that they understand how dangerous these things are, and they can kill somebody. So let me flesh it out a little more. I'm just going to go back even more. When our children were young, I taught them how to shoot at age 6. S-I-X. Now, some people may think that's crazy, but what I wanted to make sure, and these were the good old days before the genocide, these are days when children would visit friends' houses, and we lived in rural America where everybody had handguns, rifles, pistols, shotguns, and what I wanted to make sure never happened was that some young child would pick up a gun and a pistol, a revolver, or say, look what my daddy has, point it and squeeze it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal have dramatically raised their probability of a recession, now putting it at 44% in the next year. It should be noted this level is only seen on the edge of an actual recession. French President Emmanuel Macron's centrist coalition could lose its majority in the country's lower parliament. Projections on Sunday showed that Macron's coalition was likely to win roughly 240 seats. That's almost 50 shy of a majority in the 577-seat National Assembly. Today is a national holiday. Juneteenth is the day when slaves learned of their Emancipation Declaration by President Lincoln 3 years earlier. On this day in 1983, Sally Ride becomes the first American woman in space. She passed away in La Jolla, California in 2012. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, in an interview with a German newspaper, says the Ukraine-Russia war could last for years. Ukrainian soldier on the front lines, Volodymyr Kapusta, via a translator.
We can say that in the last week there has been a stabilization of the front line, in which the enemy is exhausted and cannot continue offensive operations. It also cannot continue the offensive actions due to professional and high quality work of our artillery. 5 civilians were killed and 12 injured in the eastern separatist city of Donetsk.
That audio courtesy of Euronews. The fate of Julian Assange has been announced in the United Kingdom.
The British government ordered the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the U.S. to face spying charges. Stella Assange, Julian Assange's wife, says they are going to fight the order. Attorneys have 14 days to lodge an appeal. Julian Assange has battled British courts for years to avoid being sent to the U.S., where he faces 17 charges of espionage and a count of computer misuse. The 50-year-old Australian national is accused of helping U.S. Army intelligence officer Chelsea Manning steal classified diplomatic cables and military files that WikiLeaks published, putting lives at risk. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Stanley Cup Finals continue tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Colorado leads Tampa Bay 2-0. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class Dr. Norm, Sheila's with us. Arjun's with us. And Arjun asked me a loaded question about magazines, and we're talking about magazines for automatic pistols. So I'm giving a complete answer, and it may seem like I'm trying to avoid the question. No, I'm not. I'm going to give you a complete answer as to why I do what I do, but don't do it. Okay. So this involves consideration of who's in the household. Are there young children? And for some reason, young children have in the past been known to pick up a loaded firearm in the house, point it at their brother or sister or father or mother or visitor, squeeze a trigger and shoot and sometimes kill those people at the wrong end of the muzzle. Okay, so what I did was I trained all of our children around age 6, one at a time, in the rural part of Virginia, how to handle firearms. safely. I taught them a protocol of safely handling them, and I taught them what would happen if you squeeze the trigger and you hit a target. Not just a paper target, but a target that would show the damage, like a filled up with water milk carton. And we talked about never point a loaded firearm at anyone unless you plan on taking that life. Never point it at anything that you don't plan on destroying. I happen to be a certified NRA range safety officer. And so the protocols that I use when I'm at the range are different from the protocols that I use myself. So when you're with a group of people, you know, you make sure that no one's going to point his or her weapon at someone else. I mean, it's different from the protocol that the police use. It's different from the protocol that I use. So a police officer is not going to carry an unloaded handgun. That's not going to happen. And today's handguns have virtually no safeties other than the trigger safety and the grip safety. So you put that firmly in your hand, that pistol firmly in your hand, you squeeze that trigger, it's going to go bang. Now, it's unlike a .45 that has a safety, a mechanical safety. So here's the protocol that I use. Every firearm in our house is loaded. And the reason is if we ever have to use it, we don't think that we're going to have the time to go find the cartridges for it. It's loaded and ready to go, and it's treated as loaded and ready to go. Now, is that dangerous? Absolutely. Have we had to discharge a firearm in seconds? Yes, we have. It happened to be at animals who have been trying to attack our livestock. But yes, we have defended our animals here at the farm in the middle of the night. So, to answer your question, yes, they're loaded. If they're revolvers and they have six cylinder that holds six cartridges, it has six in it. If it has five, it has five in it. If it has nine, it has nine in it. Ready to go. And the protocol that we use was taught to me by a Vietnam sniper. I was very fortunate, as were the rest of our family, to be trained by one of the best. And he had a lot of confirmed kills. A lot. And he taught us that, and this was very early in our lives, that these things are meant to save your life and possibly take someone else's if your life is threatened. And a revolver is no good without cartridges in it. A pistol, a semi-automatic pistol or an automatic pistol is no good without cartridges. Now, how many do you put in the magazine? One less than it holds. That way the spring in the magazine is not compressed to its maximum state. It gives the spring a little bit of a break. And you don't leave magazines loaded with one less than its capacity for years. What you do is you have multiple magazines. You keep a few of them. Let's say you have five. You keep three of them loaded with one less than its full capacity all the time. Then, after a month or so, you take those cartridges out and you put them in the magazines that were empty. Okay, and you cycle them so that the springs don't get memory of being compressed, because they'll be weaker over time. And I keep a round in the chamber of my .45. So when I squeeze that trigger, it's going to go bang. And it's going to cycle the next round and the next and the next and the next. Is it dangerous? You bet. Absolutely. Is it the wrong thing to do? In many cases, yes. But I'll tell you this. I can't think of a single police officer who carries an empty pistol. And if you see some of these shootings with police officers, I saw one, a video last night, and a guy came up to a police officer who was on the side of the road helping someone else or giving someone a summons. Car pulls up. Guy jumps out with an axe. And within 2 seconds, the police officer shot the guy who's charging at him with an axe. Now, that can't happen if there's no round in the chamber. That can't happen. So, Arjun, that's what I do. It is really, really dangerous. I've been carrying for a long time. I really don't like carrying a 45. It's heavy. It'd be a lot more convenient if I didn't carry one. But I live in the middle of nowhere and no one's coming to help me. So, if you're going to have magazines, put one less in it, then it will hold and it will last longer and it'll work longer. Okay, and then have multiple magazines. As far as some people don't keep a round in the chamber, and they think that, you know, if they ever have to use it, they'll put the magazine in the automatic, pull the slide back, and they're ready to go. I don't know if I have that much time.
Yeah. Especially so, with somebody coming at you with an axe.
Right. So, literally, that officer saw this guy, withdrew from his holster his pistol, squeezed the trigger, and that took, I'm thinking, less than 1 second. Literally. Less than 1 second. Because the guy was maybe 10 feet away. Gets out of his car, opens the door. How long does it take to get out of your car or open the door and go 10 feet? Not too long, right? Especially when you're intent on killing someone with an axe. So this was textbook perfect what the police officer did. Now normally I don't, you know, I'm not on the blue side because they make a lot of mistakes and they take a lot of lives needlessly. But this one was justified based on what I saw. So Arjun, you have to be proficient. You have to practice. There's muscle memory. You just can't buy, and I'm not saying you have. I'm just saying a person can't just buy a pistol, a revolver, a shotgun, or a rifle, and then feel comfortable knowing he or she has it without practicing. The next question you asked me was how many rounds. Now, this might surprise you. 500 rounds are typically in a case of handgun ammunition. Now, that would be for a center fire. That would be a 25 caliber on up. And I think that's a good start. Now, what you want to do is try ammunition and make sure that your firearm likes it. Automatics seem to be particular as to what kinds of ammunition they handle well. The shape of the bullet, the amount of powder, the precision of the case, etc. So what I would do is find a brand that you can get, try a box of 50, make sure it cycles perfectly, and then the one that cycles perfectly, that's what you get. And then I would store it in a military surplus 30 caliber ammunition can or a 50 caliber military ammunition can. They're green. They have a handle, and they work really, really well for storing ammunition. Actually, they're designed for it. They're designed for battlefield use. They can get wet. They keep the moisture out, and cartridges will probably last centuries in them. So those are some of my thoughts. Do you have any other questions, Arjun?
I think that is pretty much it. It's just, you're right, you know, I need to learn a little bit more, you know, because, my practice, you know, I've not practiced much. I have to practice and I have to learn and see the tutorials, you know, as much as I can, you know, like online, how to be safe, you know, like just with guns, you know. So that I have to do, but these are great suggestions. And yeah, mean, like, these are all my questions today.
You know, when you're trained by someone who is licensed to kill, and someone who's in the military is licensed to kill, and I'm talking about people who have been in combat. That's a little different from the radio operator or the guy who sits, you know, at a keyboard in the military. That's different. Being in combat when you're being shot at and there are explosions going off around you, that's a whole different world. It's terrifying. And no one comes back from combat whole, nobody. Everybody is scarred, mentally and sometimes physically. But everybody is scarred. And that, from that perspective, those are the people who taught me, the people who were in combat. And that's different from going to a range and seeing a piece of paper, you know, with a bullseye and rings around the bullseye, you know, at 100 yards or 50 yards or 10 yards, whatever it might be. That's completely different, you know, when you're being shot at versus, you know, a nice, safe environment where you're plinking at a piece of paper. So the guys that taught me were the guys that were being shot at. And so I was taught safety is really important, but not now. You know, that's what I'm saying. And as a matter of fact, during one training session, you know, we were plinking, and this Vietnam sniper took his cover off, which we would call a hat. And he's swatting us. You know, we're trying to compose a shot, and we're being swatted from behind. And the first time that happens, you think, this is really dangerous. You know, he's distracting us, he's hitting us, he's pushing us, and we've got a loaded firearm in our hand. And he said, what do you expect? You expect you're going to have time to compose a shot, and you're not going to be distracted? You think that's what it's going to be?
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Sheila's with us. Arjun is online. Amit is online. And David in Illinois is online. I just wanted to say that we probably need to have a full two-hour class about these kinds of things. How many rounds? I think 500 is a good start. Practicing is a good start. There's something called snap caps. And a snap cap is something that will protect your firing pin from damage. And you can buy them in the caliber that your handgun uses. And you can squeeze the trigger without fear of damaging, you know, your handgun. It's called a snap cap. You just buy one. And you can just put one snap cap in the chamber and no other cartridges in the magazine. And you can pull the hammer back if you have one, and you can squeeze off what would be like a round to get the feel of the handgun without it going bang. That's something that is a technique that I think people should use. Never point the gun, handgun, rifle, pistol, shotgun at anything you don't want to destroy. Okay? Even with a snap cap. Always treat it as loaded. So many times you hear, I didn't think it was loaded. I didn't know it was loaded. Okay? Hear it all the time. And there's one other little piece I'd like to share, and then like Dr. Sheila's comments, then we'll go on to Amit and David. I had a former friend, and he was a former cop, and he was in the Marines. And he wrote a book on defensive shooting, how to do it, how to shoot, how to save your life. And so this guy was a pretty famous guy. I'm not going to mention his name. Very well known. And I have his books and I have his videos. And one day, my Vietnam sniper friend came to visit me from Virginia. He and his wife drove out here, and I thought, you know what? I'd like these two guys to meet. This was many years ago. So I asked my former police / Marine friend to join my Vietnam sniper friend and me for lunch. So we went to lunch, and the guy who wrote the book said to the sniper during lunch, have you ever been involved in a shootout? Now, my sniper friend was also a cop, a sergeant. And he said, yeah. And so the author said, how many? He said 13. 13? You've been involved in 13 shootouts. It's like a record. No one's involved in 13 shootouts, right? But my sniper friend was, as a policeman. What I'm trying to tell you, class, and Arjun, there are people who are Marines. There are people who have been police officers, who have never been in a shootout, who write books and tell you how to do it. There are other people who have actually done it and tell you how to do it and have not written books. What I'm trying to say is you might want to ask the question of those who are training you what their experience has been.
Actually, you know, like, Vince, you know, like, I actually, like, I don't have any, you know, like, trainer. I just went to, like, range and, you know, like, I just started, you know, like, I just started shooting, you know. And, you know, like, the guy there, you know, like, he just taught me, like, few things and, you know, like, I just learned from that. And I just started shooting like that, you know. So yeah, I mean, like, but you are absolutely right, you know, like, there is no, you know, like, you cannot beat experience, you know, like experience, you know, like experience comes with its own value, you know. So yeah, I feel like I understand what you're saying, but
yeah, I was talking with Bert, and he was telling me how it was really funny. He was telling me that he shot this rifle, a 30-06, which is a pretty powerful rifle. First time I ever shot a rifle. And he said, he was telling me about the bullseye, and he said, I'm a natural shot. And I laughed at him. And this is privately on the phone. And I said, there's no such thing as a natural shot. No such thing. There are people who are, you know, naturally inclined to be a good shot, but there's no such thing as a natural shot. It takes practice, practice, practice.
Yeah.
It really does.
I'm pretty bad shot. You know, like, the thing is that, like, wherever I was shooting, you know, like, I couldn't even see, like, a mark, like, in the target. You know, like, and the thing is that, like, when I shoot, like, my hand goes up a little bit, like, left and right a little bit. So I think, like,
of
my
course.
Target, you know, so I'm a very bad shot.
Well, everybody's does, and if you try a .45, you'll really see it. All right, so, Arjun, you know, when you come over to the farm, for 5 Minute University, we'll spend some time on the range, you and I, right here at the farm, and we'll do some one-on-one. And class, if you happen to be a firearms instructor and you'd like to send me an email and you want to talk about it on the air, instructor@usapreparers.com, include your phone number and I'll call you. We'll talk about it. And we'll see if it makes sense for you to come on the air. Arjun, thank you so much.
Good
call. Amit and David, you're up next.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.